Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God here at house throughout the world. I want to say hello to the steady and all that are in Africa. Glad to be back ministering live stream. Tell your neighbors, what are my ministries, Doyle Davidson, and with a lot of singers ministering in song are now on live stream in Africa. We're going to continue on in the book of Hebrews, and we're going to teach from chapter 8. All right? Is that right?
That's right.
Verse 1. Let's go.
Verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
Notice the writer sums this up. That's the Spirit of God causing that person to write this down. The sum is we have a high priest. And where's he at?
The right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
The right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. And that person at the right hand is Jesus, and he's a high priest, and he's a man. Now, for all of you people that seem to be so intellectually brilliant, and I'm laughing at you, would Jehovah take Jesus, if he were God, and make a high priest out of him? Have you ever thought of that? Well, I'm reminding you. Let's go.
2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man.
Minister of the sanctuary, high priest, minister of the sanctuary, and what?
And of the true tabernacle.
High priest of the true, and a ministry of the true tabernacle. The other one is the one that God told Moses how to build. This is the one Jesus built. Is in the process of adding to it today. Next.
3. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices.
Every high priest ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Next.
Wherefore it is a necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer.
Yeah. Is that italicized man?
No.
It's not?
It is not.
Well, thank God. There it is again, all you people that disagree. Man, let's go.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law.
Back up and say that again.
Okay. For if he were on earth.
On earth.
He should not be a priest.
Right.
Seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law.
Oh, yeah. Priests on earth offer gifts according to the law, right?
Right.
But we know that's been done away with. This alone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
All right, let's move on.
5, who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount.
Back up and read that again.
Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount.
How many times I've taught the world these very verses, and how the Spirit of God, through me, was emphasizing these verses. These verses. I want Kathy to read it again. And I want you to listen and attend to the words of the living God about the tabernacle that Moses built. Next. We'll read that, not next.
Right. Who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God.
Notice Moses was admonished of God, right?
Right.
Next.
When he was about to make the tabernacle.
God admonished Moses when he was about to make the tabernacle. To do what?
For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount.
You get that? See that you make all things according to the pattern that was showed to thee in the mount, in the mountain. Now, we're going to move ahead a bit. We're actually going to back up. Now, figure that one out. But we're going from what he showed Moses in the mount to Matthew 28, when Jesus gave the commission to the church. And he said, all authority has given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and make Christians of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we've told you several years how they baptized in the book of Acts in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to explain anymore. That's the way I baptize, is in the name of Jesus. And teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. That was a commission. Now, and that's the body of Christ. That's the church. And Jesus told us the doctrine of the Father here, because that's what Jesus taught and told us how the body of Christ was to be built. And unless the Lord build a house, the labor is in vain. Comparing that with what the writer of Hebrews says, and it's referring back to what God, the writer of Hebrews is referring back to what God said to Moses on the mount when he showed him a pattern how to build that tabernacle. If God wanted that right, don't you blind guys think that he wants the church today to be right? Do you have any doubt why the church is such a mess? Why? It's not the body of Christ at all. It's not the church at all. It's a bunch of religious organizers, thank God, full of witchcraft, following a vision of their own heart, following their own spirit, and establishing what they call the church. It is not the church, and it's under great judgment today to be destroyed. Billy Graham just spoke a night or so back. My God, Billy, I wish you'd repent and humble yourself and do what God told me to tell you to do in a letter in early 1990s, how you had cast the words of God behind your back and preach what you wanted to, not what God told you to. Now, if you want to know why America's in such a mess, that's why the preachers of America preaching the wrong message from pulpits and calling it God. Repent, America, now before great, great destruction comes upon your household. It's already in action in our land. Next.
6. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry.
Jesus now has attained a more excellent ministry.
By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant.
He's a mediator of a better covenant. You can find that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, that Jesus is a mediator between God and man. Next.
Which was established upon better promises.
Yeah, it was established. This better covenant was established upon better promises. And what? Something else. Well, go on.
Yeah, 7. For if that first covenant had been faultless.
Oh, yes. Isn't that neat? You people that preach that preach the Ten Commandments, teach that was a covenant, first covenant, the Ten Commandments. You know, it says here it was faultless. You know why you people won't teach Hebrews? Because you know what it says. You don't want to. Next.
For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
What? Say that again.
For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
Right, see? If it had been faultless, without any fault, there would have been a need for a new one. But it was given because of transgressions. It was given because they would not obey the Father, Jehovah, and it was given as statutes and testimonies that he knew could not be kept and was contrary to them. That is in that holy book that you preach. You blind guides, my God, you strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Next.
Verse 8, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord.
Finding fault with what?
Finding fault with them.
Go ahead.
He saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
See, he prophesied this. He said it because he found fault with that first one. And he knew it was. That was not perfect. Nothing could be perfected. It was weak. Weak, thank God. Weak. And couldn't help you. And not profitable. I had to say that 3 times for that not profitable to come up. You people that love that covenant that God said was weak and not profitable and was contrary to you, and you still preach it to God's people. My Lord, you blind guides, how will you escape the damnation of hell? Next.
Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.
Make a new one, not according to the old one. Let's go.
Because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord.
Oh, they would not regard his covenant. They wouldn't continue in it. The one he gave them on Mount Sinai and summit Horeb. They would not continue in that, and they wouldn't regard it. Therefore, he would not regard them, and they all died in the wilderness except two and their children. Next.
Verse 10, for this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And last verse, in that he saith, a new covenant. He has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxes old is ready to vanish away.
Incredible. You know that? I couldn't repeat that and convince you of anything. But the old one is going to pass away. It vanishes. It did. It's gone. And you people still preach it. And you talk about God. You don't know Jehovah. You don't know Jesus. You don't know that him at all, either one of them. You know nothing about God. All are sheep gone astray, going after their own things, have no understanding, paying no attention to what the Spirit of God is saying to them today. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation when they tempted Lord T. tenth of the Lord, and he was grieved with that generation and said, you will not enter in.